Hey everyone, my name's Brandon. I'm here with Joey and Patrick and of course Madison, and we're doing this week's Weekly Reflections. And we're coming to you from Stone Valley Recovery, a local sober living without reservation. When brimming with gratitude, one's heartbeat must surely result in ongoing love. As Bill sees it, page 37. While practicing service to others, if my successes rise to grandiosity, I must reflect on what brought me to this point. What has been given joyfully with love must be passed on without reservation and without expectation. For as I grow, I find that no matter how much I give with love, I receive much more in spirit.
Oh my goodness. So reservation is something that I kept in a little box for like drug use and alcohol. Like if I'm going to quit, it has to be without reservation. If I'm going to do this program, it has to be without reservation. But I kind of just left it there. You know, I hadn't expanded having reservations and all the other aspects of my life. So that's an interesting thought.
Fair.
Yeah, there's a lot to come from that.
Yeah. I like the reading. I don't know, it's a very short reading. They didn't give us a lot to talk about, but just the first sentence, while practicing service to others, if my successes rise to grandiosity, I must reflect on what brought me to this point. So the first thing I thought of was the three legacies of the program. That's unity, service, and recovery. Service being, you know, one of the cornerstones of this program. I think that had people not been of service to me when I came in here, there's no way that I would have been able to remain sober. Without service, the meetings don't happen. Without service, my step work probably isn't getting done because it's someone being of service taking me through those steps, you know, showing me and giving me what was so freely given to them. And I like that it says, what has been given joyfully with love must be passed on without reservation. I can't remain sober if I don't continue to give this back. You hear it all the time. You got to get to keep what you have. You got to give it away. And you know, as much as sometimes my what's the best word to use or phrase? My skin crawls when a sponsee calls because I don't want to talk to them. I have to be real, right?
Okay.
You know, there's times where I don't want to talk to a sponsee or I don't want to sit down with this person and I don't want to do it, you know, because I have so many other things going on or I'm tired or work gets really busy and I don't want to be of service to other people. I just do it, you know. I just do it because it was done to me. And I know that, I don't know which one, and you hear it all the time in meetings, you know, I don't know which one of these things, if I stop doing, is the one thing that keeps me sober, so I just continue to do all of them. So, I don't know. I'm super grateful that someone kept that love alive, and that just ongoing need to continue in service. I think that once you, you know, have a little time under your belt, we think that we can rest on our laurels. We can rest on the work that's been done thus far. And, you know, I've said so many times, well, I don't need to go to this meeting tonight. You know, like I've hit two already this week. I'm good. But then that meeting that I don't want to go to is probably the meeting I need to be at. Because there's always someone there who, you know, either I hear something or there's someone there that I'm able to help and no one else could. I'm super grateful for the spirit of service that people instilled into me when I was very young in sobriety.
I think of the third step prayer. Take away my difficulty so that victory over them may bear witness to those that may help with thy love, in thy way of life. I don't get the help I want or need or could garner from a higher power if it isn't for other people. The only reason I get to stay sober is so that I can help others and inspire others. Otherwise, what was the point of getting me sober if I'm not doing anything with it? if I have no extra purpose, if I'm not doing more than I was doing, whether it was dry me, drunk me, or previous to all of that me, if I'm not doing anything of purpose and for others and helping them connect, what's the point? There is nothing done for posterity. Well, I certainly wouldn't stay sober, which is, what's the point?
Yeah. Why even try in the first place?
But like with what you said, the, you know, without service, it's the chicken or the egg. It was the 12th step first, or was the first step first? Yeah. Because somebody had to take Dr. Bob to the first step. You know, the without my sponsor's 12th step, I never do my first.
Yeah.
So, it is what keeps this whole thing going as a community and as an individual. It's trust God, clean house, help others. The help others piece is paramount for me in particular. And, you know, like you said, I don't know which one of these things is keeping me sober, but I'm going to continue to do them all because I'm not sure. I've tested that, and it's all of them, unfortunately. So I guess I'm going to have to just keep doing them all.
I don't know is necessarily I would lose my sobriety, because my ego won't let that happen.
But
here's the thing. I can be super miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be super miserable. Okay. I know plenty of people with 25 plus years who aren't working a program. They're not going to meetings. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not helping each other. And they're still sober.
It's amazing.
But they're just absolutely miserable.
What's the point?
I think that completely takes away from the point of this program. When I got here, I didn't have any ideas of grandiosity. I didn't necessarily want the house or the car or any of those things. I just wanted to be okay. And I think that happiness is in direct correlation with me being okay.
I talk about that like every time I pitch, you know, like you start off a pitch, like, and it's just kind of like the normal thing to, you know, throw out your sobriety, throw out the things you've been involved with or what you're involved with, you know what I mean, about being active. And then I make sure to let it be known, like, I'm not just doing this, like, I don't say these things to not boast or brag or to tell you what I do, but, like, or even tell you that, you know what I mean, like, this is how I stay sober, like, throughout my sobriety, like, I realize I stay busy in that area of my life of service to stay sane and serene as well, you know what I mean, to feel what I'm getting back from that spiritually. You know, it's funny that it's selfless, but it's selfish at the same time, because I show up to those things to cash in spiritually. I show up to those things not, you know what I mean, not to get a pat on my back or anything like that, but to just feel the result from God. Like, you know, I'm showing up, and thank God for the men. Thank God for all the people who came before me and 12-step me, you know what I mean? My sponsor, the people that were involved in my lineage at the time, like, if it wasn't for that, you know what I mean, I would be misguided. I'd be misguided. I would have worked the steps by myself. You know I mean, backwards if I wanted to. I would have done anything I wanted to, and I wouldn't be in this seat right now talking about a life in recovery or what it's like to live life actively in recovery, right? Like, without people spreading the message, without people sharing their experience, without any of that stuff like that, it wouldn't even have been appealing to me. You know what I mean? Sobriety would have been boring. If someone were to have a degree in substance abuse or whatever, and they're telling me how to stay sober, but they haven't walked in my shoes, they haven't walked in my life, they haven't experienced what I've experienced, I wouldn't be interested, you know? And the reality is it talks about that, like, another alcoholic or drug addict can win the confidence of another one, you know what I mean, through personal experience. You know, our stories hold depth and weight, and we can use that to our ability to just share with someone, like, if I can change, you can change, you know what I mean? And that's what pulled me in the big whole beginning of it. Like, I didn't not believe what they were saying when someone was talking about the pain and all that stuff and the suffering that they went through their active addiction. I believed it because I'm like, I identify with that. I feel how he felt, you know what I mean? And he doesn't feel that way anymore. You know, I might want to give this thing a shot. Like, that's a 12, you know what I mean? Those people 12-step me, whether they want to believe it or not. And the reality is that without that, without feeling that, you know, people don't know, man. People don't know that. It's like, I came in and I helped somebody else out. You know what I mean? And they told me I'm the most important person in the room when I was new. And you know what I mean? Like, my sponsor told me, you're doing so much for me than what I'm doing for you. And you just have no idea. Like, you're just helping me stay sober by me being able to do this. And I'm like, I get to give that back today. You know what I mean? And I make sure to let, you know, whoever's new or coming off a bad one or whatever, like, you know, you're the most important person to me. And you're keeping this thing going. And you're helping me more than I'll ever be able to help you. And that's the beauty of this all, you know?
I always thought that the, when sponsors or anybody, the old timers would say that the sponsee is helping the sponsor more than vice versa, that's bull crap. There's no way. Obviously they can't be the case, but even in this reading it says, I find that no matter how much I give with love, I receive much more in spirit, and that's very much it. That is what that's what I'm getting back. Exactly.
So the 12 step, you don't have to. If you walk in the doors of an AA room, CA, NA, PA, whatever, you are being of service, whether you realize it or not. The 12th step is a collective. Mm. It really is, because we have no purpose. We have no purpose if the new guys don't come in, right? We really don't. And the people before us had no purpose unless we came in. And look how life just transpires. Mm-hmm. So we're all just 12-stepping each other, really, mm-hmm. on an everyday basis when we participate in the program. We're being of service to others by at least showing up. You know?
And it's as simple as hugging somebody. It's as simple as catching up with the person that raised their hand that's under 30 days or whatever, and walking up to them after the meeting and saying, what's going on? What's your situation? You know, let's talk. It'll change someone's life. It changed my life. You know what I mean? Like, you care. You know what I mean? I've always been I've always been searching for someone to say, like, I care. And, like, through their action, they showed me they cared. You know what I mean?
Even remembering someone's name.
Absolutely.
You know, is super, super important. Yeah, and I struggle with that today. I don't remember people's names, and they know who I am, and I've got time. I've got a little bit of time, and I'm like, oh, this is horrible. But just this little simple acts is what keeps this program alive and thriving, and not only, you know, reaching out to the newcomer, but we have a service to protect the members of AA who've been around. You know, and that's something that we just need to keep in mind. I don't know. Maybe you guys have heard something today that strikes a chord with you. I want to thank Joey and Patrick and Madison. And thank you guys for being with us today. If you've heard something or just need some resources, need some help, you can always reach out to us on detoxtorehab.com. There's tons of resources there. If you're struggling and need some help, we have addiction specialists waiting right now. By the phone, just click that phone number, give us a call, and we want to thank you guys, and you can always join us next week for more fun stuff.